Hello, everyone. This is Tim Dodd. Welcome to the Believer's Faith Challenge podcast.
Thankful to give witness to tens of thousands, yes, and to the millions that believe it. And believes it now, I believe that God's going to let me live to pack it until all around the world it's been circulated.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another episode of the Believer's Faith Challenge podcast. Today is a second recap of 2024. We'll be covering all the different activities that have taken place in the month of February 2024, spanning from Message Hub, translations, printing, and others. That's him, Dot.
God bless you, Brother John, and God bless you, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. We're glad to be here today. Just to give you a brief update from February, sometimes there's things that happen that are not great big visual things, and so we want to just make sure that we let people know what we're doing and what's happening. And yep. Sometimes a little thing to us or a little thing to somebody is a big thing to somebody else.
Absolutely.
And so we're glad to be here today to just go over what has happened in the month of February.
So tell us, what has happened in the month of February?
Let's start in the Message Hub. Message Hub is a very busy place where it's always active, things happening every day on the Message Hub because there's translators that are working from all over the world that are uploading their translations, working on their translations on the Message Hub. Mm-hmm. During February, there was 108 new translations that were uploaded to the Message Hub. And so it's a smaller month, only 29 days. And I was able to quickly this morning look at the stats because we're actually recording this on March the 1st.
Right.
So February just ended, and the translations, they were busily uploading. There wasn't any one language that was, you know, had a huge amount of uploads, but quite a variety of languages there.
Well, for a month of 29 days, 118 translations, that's quite a few per day on average.
Yeah, that's more than three per day.
Yeah.
Almost four per day.
Almost four per day, that's right.
Yeah, that's tremendous. And so that's what's happening in the Message Hub. There's one translation project that we have finished as far as the seed library translation projects, and that is the Yoruba language from Nigeria. And we have finished that one. They have finished the project and now have 240 translations showing on the Message Hub.
Amazing. Maybe for our listeners, Brother Tim, that may not be familiar with what the seed library is, can you give a quick explanation of that, what that is?
The seed library dates way back to the time, actually, when Brother Lonnie Jenkins and Brother Bisco worked together. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, back in the day when the audio of the message was on cassette tape.
Yeah.
And they would, they wanted to put together a library of tapes that would have significant impact, but yet duplicating the entire 1,200 messages of Brother Branham on cassette tape was very expensive, thousands mm-hmm. and thousands of dollars for one library. So they did a seed library project, and they put a list together. We've updated that list. And we now have 229 messages that we will sponsor in a language to be translated. And we're just at actually the tail end of several languages that are just coming complete. I don't want to mention some of the other ones. But that means then as those translation projects come off the books, that'll make room for other languages to be sponsored. And we have some requests for other languages as well.
Okay.
And so we're so happy that has been complete. There are a couple that are being completed. The Yoruba from Nigeria is finished. They have done their work, and they have 240 translations up on the Message Hub. And even though there's 229 on the message on the seed library, yeah, some of those then the Church Age Book generates tracks
yeah,
that are going out. So
yeah, so with those 229 messages, those are the messages that we think are or encapsulate the essence of the entire message doctrine, so to speak.
Those are messages, yes, that it encapsulate the essence, as you say. That's a good way to say it. you know, all of the message is profitable, but these are messages you don't want to miss.
Right, right.
And if we put it that way, you know, whether it's series like the Hebrews series, the seals, the church ages, you know, Daniel 70 weeks, adoption, all of those series, demonology that Brother Branham preached, as well as the great messages, you know, they're masterpieces in themselves. You know, I could list many of them, whether you talk about Christ, the mystery of God revealed, the token, perfect faith, unveiling of God, shalom, you know, the rapture. I mean, how could that not be on that list? You know, that's what the age is all about.
Yeah.
And so these are messages that, and I noticed that after our camp, that they put a list up for, I think it's for young people, but it's for everybody. They put the list of the seed library up on the bulletin board.
Oh, okay.
And so that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good. I saw that last week passing there, yeah.
So it enables people to see what messages are on there, and have they read all those messages?
Right.
Yeah, or listened to them.
Yeah. That's amazing. We're so thankful and so happy for the Yoruba people now. They have at least a significant portion of the message in their own dialect or language.
Amen. And that project's been run by a couple of Nigerian brothers from our own church.
Yeah, I think we touched base on that in a few podcasts last year. I think we talked about that a little bit.
Exactly. And it wouldn't, I think now that we're talking about it, it would be certainly worthwhile to maybe bring Brother George in and have a podcast with him.
Good idea, for sure.
All right. Well, let's talk about printing. We're excited about what's going on because we received some funds specifically for printing some of the larger projects that we do. In this case, right now at the printer, either already printed or in the midst of being printed, is 20,000 Luganda Bibles. And that will go a long way. If a couple of podcasts ago, Brother Fred Chinji was talking about, we still need 30,000 Bibles.
Yeah, and you say it wasn't enough.
Yeah, and so we have 20,000 on print right now. There's 10,000 Luganda Church Age books already printed. There's 4,000 Ateso Church Age books, 5,000 Karamojong Church Age books. These are all printed or in the process of being printed, and they'll be shipped together to Uganda.
Wonderful.
So that's a great work that's going on there. We so appreciate those that have given to the printing of message books. These larger books that we print offshore so that we get a good price on them.
Cost per unit, yeah.
Cost per unit. And I'll just say with regards to the Luganda Bibles, we originally thought we had enough funds to print 15,000, but Brother Murphy is our Chinese negotiator with a Chinese printers. And so he negotiated them down in price and we're able to print 20,000 instead
Wonderful.
Of 15,000.
Wow.
So we're glad for that.
God bless Brother Murphy.
Amen. And we're right. We have funds on hand to print the Karamojong Bible for the Karamoja region, which is northern Uganda there. They were greatly lacking Bibles. And this has been a project that's been ongoing for a year because we had to find the translation that they wanted to use. Mm. There's two translations. One is a complete Bible and one is a New Testament. The New Testament that was done is better quality translation.
Okay.
And so they wanted to include that. So that Bible was not in electronic format. Mm-hmm. And so we had to get a hard copy and scan it,
digitalize
and proofread it, proofread it, and do all that work. And that work is ongoing, and we hope to be completed that soon, so we'll be able to print the Bibles for Karamoja region.
That's going to be amazing, because I remember last year when you came back from Ethiopia, and I believe Brother Michael Ray as well came back from Uganda, rather, and we were talking about some of the services there where you're making references to scripture or to story or Bible accounts, and they have no idea.
Yeah,
what you're talking about, because they don't have the Bible in their own language.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
As Brother Fred said in his podcast, you know, sometimes the pastor is the people's Bible.
Yes, yes.
And that's all they have access to the Bible is through the pastor. And that really, that's really a leftover from the Catholic system, you know, in that the priesthood was only allowed to handle Bibles in the Dark Ages.
Mm-hmm.
But since the time of the man anointing, you know, under Luther, Wesley, and Pentecost, you know, the church received a lot of translation work of the Bible into their language. It's important that the people be able to read the Bible. This message comes from the Bible.
Amen.
This message is not something separate or different or an exception of the Bible.
Right.
This message is the Bible revealed. And it's necessary for the people to have Bibles.
Amen. That's wonderful. Well, praise the Lord. God bless richly the brother or the sister, whoever it is that fell upon their heart to contribute and for this project here.
Amen. I agree. God bless them abundantly. So some of the books also, there are books that are being printed in addition. Brother, sometimes there's a country that can use some specific attention rather than just a single book. For example, the country of Burundi, they have finished the Church Age book, and they are needing more printing. And so we referred them to Vision Books so that Brother Barry Coffey and Vision Books could help them. And so that's an ongoing project now that in the Kirundi language from the country of Burundi, they are working right now on printing the translations that they've completed. And that is actually one of the projects that is almost completely finished, the Kirundi translation project. They're almost finished the seed library.
Nice.
Yeah. The Setswana people from Botswana.
Botswana.
I've just finished the Church Age book. So that's another project that will be coming up. And so I just got word from them this week that the Church Age book is complete. And
amazing.
They're happy. All the corrections are done. We thank God. These are wonderful steps forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to believe, Brother Jean, that, you know, they've probably had the message for 30, 40 years, and the translation project of the Church Age book is only now completed.
Wow.
My, we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Lord, help us.
Yes, sir, indeed.
On to the Believer's Faith Challenge Report. We just released the Spanish of the latest Believer's Faith Challenge Report. So that's now available. There was an email that went out.
Mm-hmm.
But if people don't get those emails, maybe they just listen to the podcast. If you speak Spanish or French, I should say read Spanish or French, you can read the BFCR in your language. If you are not on the mailing list for those languages, you can email us. Do you have an address for them to email us?
Yeah, it's info@bible-believers.org. And you can also go on the website, www.bibleway.org. And on the homepage, you will see under the general section, it's the latest article that was published. It is the 2023 BFCR in Spanish. You can read the digital copy there, version as well.
So the digital copy is online. If you want a hard copy, just email us, info@bible-believers.org.
That's right.
And give us your address, and we'll make sure that you get a physical copy.
Yes, sir.
As long as you're in North America.
Yes. Good disclaimer.
The postal rates to ship overseas is horrendous, and so we can't promise that we can always get them into foreign countries. All right, let's go into February for what's happening overseas. Let's talk about some of the smaller countries like Ethiopia. Brother Mogus has been traveling. And in January, February, he's in places like Kenya, Uganda, and now he's home and reaching out, and there's the translation work there is ongoing, and so God bless them. I just got the report of printing out of Angola and for February, and there they have printed a number of books to distribute in the country of Angola, so the Angola Print Project is still ongoing.
Wonderful.
In China, I want to mention China because that is a country that is very, very busy as far as the work of the local as well as the Chinese brethren in the audio translation department. Brother Murphy just mentioned it on Wednesday night, you know, talking about how many audio translations they've done. I don't recall the exact...
Two-thirds.
They're two-thirds of the way done already.
Yeah.
They're translating audio at the rate of almost one per day.
Yeah, and 7 days a week, not just weekdays, but including weekends.
Exactly. Brother Murphy is the main one because he's the voice, but there are others that are helping him with corrections and things. And so you, in order to do audio translation, there's a need to do print translation because the print and the audio have to match.
Right.
And so they have to have the book in front of them so that as Brother Branham is speaking, they can translate with the emphasis that Brother Branham uses into the audio format and put that on the recording for their own language. So the print translation is first. They finish the entire message in print. Now they're onto audio, and they're two-thirds of the way done. That's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Incredible labor there. It's amazing.
It is. It is. I think we're burning Brother Murphy out, or they're burning Brother Murphy out, just his labors. Let's go on to Uganda. Uganda is always on our hearts. I was just speaking with Brother Stephen Abali this morning, as a matter of fact, and he was sharing with me that there's many people coming into the message. They're so grateful because, again, we've received funds to restart church construction. He sent me a video this morning of a brother trying to have a service under a tarpaulin in a driving rainstorm. Oh, it was sad. Oh, it was sad trying to, you see about 40, 50 people huddled under these tarps. The tarps are leaking. Where they're connected, the rains are coming through and everything, and there's puddles all over the place and water all over the ground. And, you know, when it rains in Uganda, it rains. Mm-hmm. It isn't just a light sprinkle.
Yeah.
And so they certainly have been struggling with that there. And so the fact that some of these orphaned, we call them orphaned churches, orphaned congregations who have been who have lost their buildings to the denomination that they have left. Now, immediately, we are building 6 churches right now in Uganda. We've just approved that project, and we're moving forward. We do about 6 at a time, so we get 6 done. We already had 5 latrines on the go. Now we're going to build churches and latrines at the same time. Now that we know the government mostly won't let them use the church buildings without the latrines, so we're doing that all together. So we have, there was already 5 latrines in process. That's almost complete. There's 6 churches that'll be being built right here in the coming couple months. Then we'll move on to 6 more. And so we've got enough funds, I think, to build about 15 churches right now.
Nice.
Yeah. So Lord willing, that's what we'll do. We'll use up all those funds. When somebody gives funds to missions, then we make sure that it goes to the project that it's given to. If it's for general missions, then we use it wherever the need is greatest. But if it's specifically given for churches to build churches in Uganda, then we make sure that's where it goes. If it's for Bibles, we make sure it goes to Bibles. This is important to us because, you know, there are some things that we need funds specifically given for. Our burden is to get the message into the language of the people and get it into their hands, whether it be in book form, in audio form, whatever it might be.
Right.
That's our burden at Bible Believers. But with that comes other burdens, such as people have received the message, they need a church, you know, different things. Sometimes there's humanitarian needs. When Bibles, for example, when these happen, we look for funds specifically for that purpose. And when those funds come in, we get right on it, and we take care of that. Now, that's maybe a good time to mention the giving.
Right.
We have a new way of giving, a new app or device or whatever you would call it. What is it called, Brother John?
It's a new app.
Okay. Yeah. And the church has moved from PushPay to
Tithely.
Thank you. Tithely. Yeah. TITHE.LY.
That's right.
And you can get the app on the web the store for your device.
Apple Store, Google Store.
Or you can go direct to their website.
Yeah.
And you use that and you search for Cloverdale Bible Way.
Yeah.
And then it pulls up a screen and you give. Now, when you give, especially when you're giving to missions, the screen gives you options on how to give. You have to choose missions. If you're giving tithes, you don't have to choose. That's the default.
Yeah.
But if you're giving missions, be sure to open the menu and choose missions. And there's two categories, I believe, missions and missions projects.
Yes.
If you give to missions projects, that is to say you give to a specific purpose that we're working on, if it's church construction, if it's Bibles, whatever it might be, or a specific country that you feel burdened for, be sure to put that in the memo. There's a spot for you to enter your information and just put it on there that I'm giving to Uganda, or I'm giving to Uganda construction, or I'm giving to Ethiopia or Angola or China or whatever it might be. Message Hub, all of those things. But if it's just general missions, just choose the missions heading and it'll go to missions.
That's right. And if you're a recipient of our correspondence or emails, especially in the month of February, if you're receiving emails for like announcements or podcasts or anything like that, we've updated all the links as well there. You can, it would directly take you to the new system, and you can just follow the instructions the brother Tim just shared to make sure that you select the appropriate drop-down list and select either missions or missions project.
Amen. Amen. So back to Uganda, be sure, and we just had a wonderful podcast with brother Stephen Abali. I'm sure you enjoyed that last week. And before that was Brother Fred Shinji.
Yep.
If you haven't heard those updates from Uganda, you sure want to catch those. Hundreds of baptisms in February, probably about 500 baptisms in the month of February in Uganda that we know of. You know, that's just the ones that, that Brother Stephen and Brother Fred are directly involved in. As Brother Stephen told me this morning, many people are coming into the message. And there are some powerful testimonies on Brother Fred Chienji's podcast of some tremendous things that the Lord has done and some tremendous burdens that they're under. And you'll want to remember them in prayer.
Yeah. I think we've covered about everything.
I think that's everything, Brother Jean, for the month of February. Just a brief update. I trust that it's just a little encouragement and a little awareness of the missions burden is going forth. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. We're still moving forward.
Yes, sir. Amen. Well, until next time, God bless you. I trust that this was very enjoyable for you. We were going to try this year at least to have one every single month to share with you some of those little things like Brother Tim that say that might go unnoticed or unmentioned, or maybe something that you might only see once a year or once a quarter in the BFCR. So at least this way we can update you on a more regular basis. We trust that you enjoy this. Till next time, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. Remember, friends, the bridegroom will not come until the bride has made herself ready. She must be both called and fully dressed by the Word of God.
This was another episode of the Believer's Faith Challenge Report podcast. Thank you for joining us today. If you want to hear more about what the Lord is doing around the world, please go to www.bibleway.org. That's www.bibleway.org, and subscribe to the newsletter to receive updates about what the Lord is doing. Additionally, if you desire to contact us, please email us at info@bible-believers.org. Once more, that's info@bible-believers.org. Or you can also write to us, and our mailing address is Bible Believers, P.O. Box 128, Blaine, Washington, 98231. Until next time, Shalom.